Massachusetts' four-year high school graduation rates climbed for the ninth year in a row in 2015, with some of the largest gains recorded by some minority groups and students from low-income families. The second-largest school district in the state, Springfield, boasted the best improvement of any urban district in the state. Across the state, 87.3% of students who entered high school in 2011 graduated 4 years later, a 1.2% increase from last year's rate, according to data released by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The state's dropout rate declined to 1.9%, the lowest in 30 years. While urban school districts fell behind the state averages, Springfield school officials said trends are in the right direction. Superintendent Dan Warwick said the graduation rate has increased more than 10 points since 2012, and the dropout rate has been cut in half.
I think the dropout rate is our most important metric, our most important number. Those are our kids, and they have no chance at success in life unless we can graduate from high school.
Springfield's graduation rate in 2015 was 66.7%, an increase of 5.1% from 2014. It was the second year in a row the district's graduation rate improved by 5 points or better. The 5.1% dropout rate in 2015 was a 29% improvement from the year before, according to the school department. Warwick credited teachers, principals, administrators, and concerned community members for a laser-like focus on graduation initiatives.
While we're not where we want to be, we've made tremendous gains, more gains than anyone else in the state, and we're going to keep it moving forward.
The Springfield schools implemented a data-driven approach to identify students as early as the first grade who may be at risk for dropping out and put programs and initiatives in place to keep them in school.
Any support or effort we could put in place, graduation coaches, reaching out to every family. We started a re-engagement center so kids who had dropped out can come back in. They can actually make up their courses online if they need to at that center. So it's been a relentless effort since I've been superintendent to change these numbers.
Warwick also credited the Stay in School initiative launched in partnership with the United Way of Pioneer Valley in 2013. United Way CEO Dora Robinson said the campaign mobilized faith-based and community organizations to work with parents in an effort to reduce chronic absenteeism in the schools.
The data and the research demonstrates or indicates that if kids miss a certain number of school days, the chances of them graduating seriously impaired. And we had to get that message out to kids and parents. I don't think that the people really get it.
State education officials said all demographic groups improved their four-year graduation rates and said the largest gains were made by Hispanics, Black females, and low-income students overall. Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, in a conference call with reporters, noted the graduation rate for Hispanic students topped 70% for the first time.
We're very heartened by that. We're absolutely dedicated to improving on that, but seeing that increase occur at a more rapid rate than the students who started out ahead is what we do want to see.
The graduation rate for Black students improved 2.6 percentage points to 77.5%. The graduation rate for white students was 91.6%, an increase of less than 1%. The State Education Department was awarded a $200,000 federal grant last year to work with school districts to improve the high school graduation rate for students whose first language is not English. The graduation rate for English language learners is 64%. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.